There were three separate strands to the dispute that we were involved in with the Department of Health and the Health Service executive. Firstly, there was the Lansdowne Road Agreement, whereby we agreed a job evaluation process for support staff members. Members could have their grade assessed and evaluated to try and ascertain if they were on the correct grade or not. In some cases, this could lead to a shift in payment onto the next grade. And in simple terms, that hasn't taken place since the introduction of the FEMPI legislation. So approximately 8 to 9 years. Well, the other issue that we were trying to do to get attraction on, obviously, was the treatment of support staff interns who had joined the service on an introductory rate of pay almost 3 years ago. There was an anomaly generated whereby the Health Service Executive and related agencies had since employed workers into the service who were not interns, and this disadvantaged people who had started off on a low rate of pay. What we've agreed on this occasion is to ensure that this anomaly, and it is an anomaly, will be addressed within the public service pay talks, and we believe that our members have a very strong case for adjustments. There are some 1,600 workers nationally involved in that, but this is about equity and it's about equality, so we are very, very convinced that we have a very good, strong case going into the negotiations for the public service pay talks, which will commence in May. The other question you posed to me is in relation to the emergency department concessions. There are three unions involved in that. There's ourselves and SIPTU, there's IMPACT, and there's the IMO, which is the doctors' representatives. Unfortunately, for the last 8-9 months, it has been impossible to reach an overall agreement on any of the elements, be it a once-off payment of additional annual leave days, be it education bursaries, or other concessions that were made. So we felt that at the late stage last week, it would be wise that maybe the Labour Court would take a view of this matter and be accountable on making an arbitrary ruling. We believe that's the way forward, and we believe that's catered for within the Lansdowne Road Agreement. So we are prepared to take a chance and put our case forward at that forum.